Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Aleph, in the middle of the Amud, continuing with our Agadot. And we were on the topic of the city of Nov. We have a very strange pasuk towards the end of Shmuel Bet. At the end of Perak Chafalaf, where it lists several of the wars David and his warriors fought against certain enemies, and a strange pasuk vishbibinova shebilideh harafa, which Chazal understand harafa to be orpa. Mishkal kino shloshmiot mishkal nechoshet vuhu chagur charasha, he had a new belt on, new weapons on. Ve'omer lakit tukot David, he wanted to kill David. My vishbibinova, why is he called that? I'm reviewed on Marab. Ish sheba al iske nov. He came because of what happened at Nov. Talked about in the last podcast, the massacre at Nov. Amar la kodesh baruch hu David, ad matai yavon ze tamud biyadcha. How long is this sin going to still be around? Al yadchan nehergan nov irakonim. After all, the city was massacred because of you. By yadchan, he tried doeg hadomi, and doeg got messed up and ended up being punished because of you. Yadchan ergu Shaul shloshet banam, and because of you, also Shaul and his sons died. In other words, here's what happened. David, when he ran away from Shaul, first went to the city of Nov, the city of Kohanim, and doeg was there and saw him. David went and got weapons and a weapon, Goliath's sword, food from Achimelech, the head Kohen in Nov, and ran away, and that's why Doeg ratted them out, Shaul massacred them, and all these bad things happened, and in this particular perspective, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting it all in David's lap. So he gave him a choice, and this is based on what happens in Shmuel Abed Chavdalad with the plague. You have a choice. Either your seed disappears, means all your kids are killed, or be handed over to the enemy. I'd rather be handed over to the enemy. So how did this play out? He went out to hunt birds. So if Satan came and made himself look like a deer. Patak begeir v'lomache. So David shot an arrow, didn't get him. Mashche adamte le'eretz plishtim. So the deer kept running, and David kept chasing him till he got all the way to the plishtim. Karchazi yishbi benov. When he's then this particular yishbi benov saw him there. Amar haynu hayde katle le'goliat achi. So then now we find out that yishbi is Goliath's brother. That's why he's in Gat. And he said, because he's wearing all this armor, just like Goliath, this is the one who killed my brother Goliath. Kafte kamte otve v'shadye tute beida abadya. What he did was he tied him down and he crushed him underneath the board of an olive press. It avidlini. So what happened? There was a miracle happened in David. Machale armi tute. The ground underneath it opened up, and so he found a little place to hide in there. He couldn't get out, but to hide, and the thing couldn't crush him. Hein lechtiv hirchiv tzadi tachtai v'lo madu karsulai. Pasuk, both in Tilim Yudchet and in Shmuel Bet Chafbet, Shirat David, that he opened up my steps in front of me. Hahu yoma apanyan malashab tahave. That day was Erev Shabbat. Avishai ben Suri aveka chayif reshe b'arba garbi demaya. So Avishai ben Suri, David's cousin and his close friend, was washing his hair with four different kinds of shampoos or something. Chazinu kit medana. He saw, from the water he was using, he saw blood. Or else say Yonah came and brought it before him. Either way, Amar Knesset Yisrael Yonah im Talas. So he said, in this version, he said Knesset Yisrael is compared to a Yonah. David Malki Yisrael Tzarek Shari. So it must mean either because he saw the blood or because this Yonah was in trouble. He said David must be in trouble. He went to David's house. He wasn't there. At in the second parak of our Masechet, we learned that you can't use the king's accoutrements. What's the halacha if the king's in trouble? You could do it during times of trouble. What did he do? He got on the king's mule. He had a kvitzata derech, just like we had with Sanhedrin. He saw Orpa, again, as I mentioned, Chazal have Orpa becoming this harfa, and she was crocheting or weaving. So she took her needle and she threw it at him. She wanted to kill Avishai. Amrale, she said, Alam Aiti Leplach. She said, young man, bring me my needle. What happened? Patke Bereish Mocha. He took it and threw it on her head. Katlan killed her. And Chazi, Yishbi know of Marahashta, how would they train? Now Yishbi saw this warrior came and killed his mother. He said, oh, now there's two guys against me. Katlan, they're going to kill me. Patke Le David Le'ele. He threw David up in the air. Adatsle the Rumche. Took his spear and put it in the ground. Amar Napal Allah Meniktul. David should fall on it and die. So now what happened? David's in the air suspended. Amar Vishai, shame. Ukma Le David Shmaya La'arad. Avishai used the shame, mystical use of God's name, and kept David suspended in the air. And that's how he saved David's life. We'll see the rest. V'nei Mali'ihu, why didn't David say it? A prisoner can't pull himself out of prison. He was the one in trouble. Amar le my boy, tacha. So Avishai said, David, what are you doing here? Well, David's suspended in the air. Amar le hachim ala kuchibrichu. Hachim adrile. So Hashem told me about Nov, and that I have sinned. I said I should fall in the hands of my enemies, and I got suckered into coming here. Amar le apech tzlutech, go back and change your response. Bar brach kira lizbun v'at lo titztayer. Better to sell to have your grandson selling wax, and not for you not to be in pain. Amar le yachi sayabanan, if so help me. Hanichtiv v'yazor l'avishai ben sriya. That's how he helped him. Yudamarav Shazrobi Tfilah, in other words, he helped him daven properly and he changed his decision. Avishai shame va'achte. So what happened? Avishai said another shame and David dropped. Havikaradif Patrayu. Now they were chasing Yishbi. Kimata Kuvi, when they came to a place called Kuvi Amri Kumbe. Let's stop here. Kimata Betre, when they got to a place called Betre Amri. It might have been Beitar. Betray Gurion Katlua La Arye. Two cubs will beat the lion. Amrile Zil Ashtakach La Orpa Imech Bekivra. So he said to Yishbi, oh, I see your mother in her grave. Kule Shmadi Ime, when he mentioned his mother's name, Kachash Chele. Then he felt weak. Katle, and that's when Avishai killed him. Hanichtiv Azmijan Shedavid Ole Mor, Lotisei Oritanu, Machamav Lotachbet Ner Yisrael. That's where the point at which the soldier said to David, do not go out and go to war, and do not put out the candle of Israel. I mean, if you die. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. So summing this up, there were three people who had Fitzata Aretz, and they were able to travel great distances in a short time. Eliezer of Avraham, we'll see that. Yaakov Avinu, we'll see that. Avishai ben Sriya, we just saw. Avishai ben Sriya, Adamran. Plus of San Chiriv. Eliezer of Avraham, Dichtiv, Avo HaYom Alayin. He said to the family when he got there, he said, I came today to the spring. Remember, the Yom HaNafak, meaning he left that day and he got there, 500-600 miles. Yaakov Avinu, Dichtiv, Aitse Yaakov Mershav, Avela Charada, that's a famous midrash. When Yaakov left, Dichtiv, Aifkab Makom Vayalan Sham Kiva Hashemesh, he came to the place because it was sunset. Kimato the Charan, what happened is he went to Charan. When he got there, he said, Avshar Vartel Makom Shpalubi Avotav Nalei Palatibo, could it be that I came to the place where my ancestors daven, meaning Beit HaMikdash, and I didn't stop to daven there? Boy Lemihadar, he wanted to go back. Came into here, but since he thought to go back, Kapsale Ari had a Kvitzata Aretz, and he immediately turned around. He was in Yerushalayim. Miad Rivkav Makom, so he encountered the place. Varacher in Pgia Elatfila, the other Dvarsha is Pgia means to daven. Shemar Tad Pelel Adam Zevi, Altisab Adam Rinao Tfila, the Altifka B. Don't pray to me, God says to Miao about these people. Vayalan Shem Gvah Shemesh, meaning Bata Tzoli Bala Mihadar, after he davened, he wanted to go back. Came to there, David, he wanted to go back to Haran. Markodesh Baruch Hu, Tzadik Zeh Balavet Meloni, Pater Beloli. Nah, God says, this Tzadik is in my house. He shouldn't have spent the night. Miad Ba Shemesh, God made the sun set. Hanichtiv, Aizuach Lo Shemesh. That's why it said, after Yaakov, 20 years later, came back and had the wrestling match at night, he said, the sun rose for him. Chilo Bilvad Zachot, what I mean, only rose for him? Balachol Olam Kulo Zachot, rose for everybody. Amri Yitzchak, Shemesh, Shabbat Bavuro, Zarchab Avro, the same sun that set for him, rose for him. Of course, a different time. Ralan Chalei Zari to David. So now go back to the earlier story that David, based on Abishai's advice, took the advice to Davin Hashem that his seed should disappear. So how do we know that happened? Dichtiv Atalya Emachaziyahu Ra'atak Imet Benav Atak Matavet Kol Zerem Amlacha. In the case of Yoash, Yoash's mother Atalya saw that her other son died, and she killed the whole family. She's probably the second worst woman in history after Isabel. Ah, Yoash was left, so there wasn't the destruction of everyone. Tatam Nami Shtair Avyatar. You're right. And in the destruction of Nov, one kid remained. That's Avyatar Kohen. So that was the tit for tat, that David ended up accepting that what happened to Nov on his account, what happened to him, would mean that everybody would be wiped out, but not everybody wanted to be left, just like one was left there, and that was Yoash. This is what Sancheriv's army looked like that attacked Yerushalayim. 45,000 princes sitting in golden chariots. Pimahen shiglonot v'zonot. They had prostitutes and concubines with them. Uvishvonim elef giborim v'vushei shiryon klipa. And there were 80,000 wearing mail. Uvishishim elef achuzei cher ratzim v'fanav. In front of them, 60,000 running with swords. Ashar parashim, and then all the rest were cavalry. The same kind of numbers were attacked Avram with the four kings, and that's what Gog and Magog will be like also. Manita Tana, we have a bright that says Orach Machaneu Arbamiot Parsi. His camp was 400 parsot long. Rachav Tzavar Susav Arbaim Parsi. That the width of the horses' necks was 40 parsot. It's amazing widths and lengths. Sach Machaneu Matayim Shishim Ribo Alafim Chaser Chad. So his camp was 2,600,000 minus one. It's minus one. Bayabid, chasachad ribui, meaning one myriad, chasachad alpha 1,000, chasachad mea 1,100, or chasachad, when is there one missing? Teku, we don't know minus what, minus one unit. Anyways, Tana Rishonim avru b'sechi. The first ones came over and they swam over the Jordan. Shinemar v'chalaf yuda shataf v'yavar. And Saim Avru B'Koma, the next ones stood up and walked in the mud, Shinemar Atzava Yagia, had that pasuk earlier. Achorim Halu Fabrag Lehem Velo Atzumayim Benahar Lishtot. The last group that came, so many people came that the river emptied out, and they came, there was not even any water to drink. Atshivu Mayim Makoma Cher V'Shatu, they had to bring water from elsewhere. Shinemar, Nikarti V'Shatiti Mayim. Tvahakti, V'Atzem Elachaduna V'Kem Machanei Ashur Me'ahu Shmoni V'Chamisha Elef. We have the pasuk that says that the malach destroyed the whole camp, and that was 185,000, not 2.6 million. That was just the captains or the commanders. That's what he said. I'm going to send emaciation among the fat ones, meaning the leaders will be killed. B'shmeinim d'itpahu. Ravina dekanam d'ichtiv. I shalach adonam malach v'kachid kol gibor chayu negid v'sar b'machaneh. He attacked all of the ministers, the leaders. So it was the leaders that he killed. That was the 185,000. There were many, many more in his camp, which of course makes this whole nace just really unbelievable. Now, but may he come? How did Hashem smite them? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Biyad he come with the divine hand. Shneimar Yisrael Tiyad Gdola, just like it means Mitzrayim. Bnei Yisrael saw the Yad, meaning the Yad that's going to play a role later with Sancheriv. Shomer be'etzba yikam, he used God's finger. Shneimar be'emruach hartum el paro etzba Elohimi, meaning he etzba shenar the paro mesancheriv. That's the finger that's going to get Sancheriv later. The Bnei Yisrael be'yosei glili omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Gavriel magalcha netusha, is your scythe uncovered? Amar l'fanu mesholam netusha v'menet sheshim ebrishit. It's ready to go since creation, to go cut him down. Shneimar ne'echar avot nadadu. Shimon Yochai Omer, Oto Aperek Zman Bishul Perotaya. This is at the time of ripening fruit. Malakorosh Baruch Hu Avriel, Kshata Yotzei L'Mashal Perot. You're going to go out in the world to ripen the fruit. He's a cake lamb. Then go and attack Sancheriv. Shemar Midei Ovro Yikach Etchem Kivok Avok Avor Hayom Uvalai L'Vayarag Zva'a Hevin Shmua. In other words, as you're going out there, then he's going to get you. Our Papa, Hanin Amri Inshi, Agav Orchach L'Bal D'Vavach Yishtama. That's why people say, as long as you're there, go kill your enemy. Or perhaps God blew into their nostrils and killed them. Shneimar, v'gam nashafbaim vayivoshu. Blew at them and they dried up. Amar kapayim sipaklahem umetu. He clapped his hands and they died. Shneimar v'gam ani akeh kapil kapay v'anichoti chamati. We had that earlier in the parak. Yitzchak v'napacha amar oznayim Gila Lahem, Shamushir Ampi Chayot Metu. He opened their ears to be able to hear the singing of the Malachim, and they died from that Shneimar, Roma Mutecha Nafsu Goyim. They destroyed because of your ethereal sense. So now how many were left from this whole camp? Rav Amar Asara, only 10. Shinemar, Ushar Eitzia Arom, Yispar Yiyuv, and Nar Yichtevim. Boy will cut write him down. Come on, Nar Yachol Yichtevim. How much can a boy write? Asara. The smallest little mark you can make is a yod, and that's 10. Shmuel Amar Tisha, there were 9. Shinemar, Shala Olelet, Kenokev Zayit, Shnaim, Shlosha, Gargirim, Barosh Amir, Arba'a, Chamisha, Besipa. 4 or 5 will be left. Levi Amar Abbas, really 14. Shnaim, Shlosha, 2 and 3. 4 and 5 is 14. Who is left? Sancheriv. His own 2 sons are going to kill him in a minute. And Nebuchadnezzar somehow is in the picture. And Nebuzradan, who is Nebuchadnezzar's chief of staff. Nebuzradan, Gemara, we have a tradition. Nebuchadnezzar describes the fourth one there as looking like an angel. So if he never saw an angel, how would he know? So that means he had to be there when the angel appeared. That Sancheriv was killed by his 2 sons, so obviously he and his 2 sons escaped. The assumption is they were at war. This pasuk is so weird, you can never say it without it being said. And that day God is going to take a razor and shave the king of Ashur, his head and his leg hair and his beard. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and looked like an old man. What are you going to do, Sancheriv, when you come back and you find all these kings whose sons went with you in battle, and now they're all dead? What are you going to say? What are you going to say to them? Amarlei, ahu gavraba, ahu pachta nami yativ. I have the same problem. What should I do? Amarlei, zil v'shani nafshach. Change your appearance. Right? So they won't recognize you. My yishni, how should I look different? Amarlei, so itili mispra, go give me some scissors, v'gzayach ana, and I'll shave you. Meich iti, where do I get it from? Amarlei, ula hu beita v'az iti. Go in that house, it's there. Az al shkachinu, he found it. Atu malach ashar ve'id malek gavri. Malachim looked like much of men. V'avu katachani kashiata, men who are grinding dates. Amarlu havu li mispara. So he said, I need some scissors. A razor. Le'tochin chad griva de kashiata v'tinlach. You grind 1 seed and we'll let you have it. So here's the king, the powerful king is now coming to a house and he has to work. Tochin chad griva de kashiata v'avu li mispara, they gave it to him. The ata ichshich, it got dark. Amar lehu zil aiti nura. He said, give me a light, a candle. Azav aiti nura. He got a candle. Bahadi de kanafach le idli be nura bedikne. When he was doing this, the flame caught on his beard. Azav gazi le resha bedikne. So this old man, this Hashem, cut off his hair and his beard hair. That's why the pasuk says, even his beard will be cut off. Papanad amrinshi garirta like, Garirta l'arma shapirle ili le'nura b'dikne v'losava chukha mine. So if you have this non-Jew you grab, burn down his beard and he won't laugh at you. Azo ashkach adapa mitevuta denoach. So he came and he found a board from Tevat Noach there. Amar Hainu Aloha Rabba the Shezve the Noach Tufana. This is the great God that saved Noach from the flood. Amar I Azalahu Gavra Umatzlach Miku Lutrain Benohi Kamach. If I go and I'm successful, I'm going to go offer my 2 sons to you. That's what Sancheriv said. Shamu Benohi, so his sons heard that. Kalu, they killed him first. Hanukhtiv, Ayumishtachav, Nisokalohav, Fatamalach, Sar Etzer, Panav, Hiku Bacherev. Okay, we'll pause at this point to pick up with more Agadah in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.